Holocaust survivor is the keynote speaker at tomorrow's Yom HaShoah ceremony in Peoria, but he didn't tell that story until recently.
I always felt that it should be told by people who were much older than me. I was just 3.5 years old when the German army occupied our village.
That's Dr. Harold Cosimo. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Housing Authority of Champaign County's newest affordable housing complex is in Henry, a river town about an hour due north of Peoria. But how did Champaign County's Housing Authority get involved in a city 115 miles away?
That's a good question. We actually get asked that quite a bit. So Housing Authority of Champaign County, we are a moving to work agency, and so it allows us to think of innovative ways to create housing opportunities.
That's Tamika Couch, the interim deputy director of the Housing Authority of Champaign County. She says they're looking to serve more rural communities like Henry.
So Henry, Illinois does not have its own housing authority, and so the need for affordable senior housing was there. City welcomed us and the developer, and so we took part in it.
The 30 independent living units are income restricted, with 10 units allowing for rental assistance vouchers. Couch says the new units may provide some relief for families who have moved away from rural Marshall County.
For us to develop in Henry, Illinois, those families can know that their parents or grandparents or whoever it may be to them will be in a safe place.
The Housing Authority of Champaign County plans to develop similar affordable housing in Ladd and Robinson, Illinois. Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria County is nearing 100,000 COVID-19 vaccinations and has surpassed 40,000 fully vaccinated residents as it struggles with negative pandemic trends. And President Joe Biden is proposing to spend $80 billion to expand passenger train service in the United States. If Congress approves the plan, it could mean added or expanded Amtrak routes from Chicago's Union Station. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Dr. Harold Cosimo was just 3 years old when the Germans took control of his Polish village. Now 83, he's telling his Holocaust survival story in Peoria.
I never spoke about my Holocaust experience. I always felt that, you know, it should be told by people who were much older than me, because I was just a child. I was just 3.5 years old when the German army occupied our village. But in the last 10, 12 years or so, the older people are no longer able to speak or have died. So I feel this is really very, very important thing for people to know about, to know the depths to which people can sink and to heights to which they can reach in risking their lives to save other people. So I began to finally speak about the Holocaust just as a survivor, not as a Holocaust scholar.
Can you tell me a little bit about your own story?
So I was born in a very small village, like 300 people or so. It's about 70 miles from Vilnius, which is the capital of Lithuania. At that time, it was Poland. In 1937, when I was born, we were occupied in, I think it was July the 2nd, 1941. I was about 3.5 years old at the time. All the Jews in that small village, there were five families that were left. Five Jewish families were left to work for the Germans. My father was a fisherman, and the Germans needed fish. So we were left, and we were under German. Everybody else was taken away from the surrounding area. And now I know that the whole area, a few thousand of the Jewish people in that area, were murdered on August 26, 1941. We, the five families, my father kept work for, was doing the fishing. He had a fishing business, had many people working with him. And then a priest came and informed my father that this, I guess a different group of Germans were coming in and everybody was going to be killed now. So we escaped, I think it was April 42. My father had a lot of people told him that he was crazy to think that he can save his family, because there, I have two sisters, two older sisters. I was the youngest. But my father would, under no circumstances, was he not going to try to save everybody. And he was always very, I think it was fairly, you know, it was very fair, compassionate with all the people. So there were a lot of people, Polish, Lithuanian, Belarusian, you know, who risked their lives to help him. I mean, we were many different places. We were in the forest. But for 19 months and 5 days, we lived underground in a barn where I guess there were cows, and my father dug a deep, deep hole, and we lived there for 19 months and 5 days. The Polish farmer who allowed us to stay there, of course, risked his life, because if we had been discovered, he and his family would have been killed immediately. There's a possibility that we might have been taken to a concentration camp or a death camp of some sort.
There are so few people left who can still tell stories of this era from a first-person perspective. How do we make sure the Holocaust and lessons from the Holocaust aren't forgotten?
I don't know. I think we all have, you know, do have an obligation to tell people. I know that there are a lot of young people, especially, who can't name one death camp. You have to know that beside the approximately 6 million Jews, there are another 5 to 6 million non-Jews who were murdered by the Nazis, maybe as many as 3 million Polish Catholics. I find it's hard to believe, actually. I realize that it's hard to believe.
For people who hear your story, like me, what do you hope they take away from that?
I want them to take away is, don't hate, love life, welcome the stranger, defend people of all faiths. Never give up hope that peace will come.
And you can go to WCBU.org to find a registration link for Cosimo's virtual discussion tonight. And before we let you go, the polls are open, and tonight you can tune in to 89.9 FM or WCBU.org to hear updates at 7:58, 8:58, and 9:30 from our Kristen McHugh. And for more information on the candidates, visit our voter guide at WCBU.org. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.